My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat.
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes, like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10/15/18 or while supplies last. For game peace and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and our guest is none other than Marta Dusseldorp, who plays, of course, Sarah Adams on the worldwide sensation A Place to Call Home, season 6 of A Place to Call Home, the final series, dropped last week on Acorn. It's a wonderful show. It's a one that obviously people have connected with, and I know that they're going to be sad to see the final season, but you know, all good things must come to an end. For Marta, however, she's also seen on two other shows, which you can see on Acorn, Jack Irish, as well as, of course, Janet King. Welcome from Melbourne, Australia, Marta. It's great to speak to you. And, of course, bittersweet for the end of A Place to Call Home, but obviously, you're keeping busy doing Jack Irish and, of course, Janet King.
Yeah, well, I sometimes ask myself that question, but managed so far for 7 years to juggle it. I've also got two beautiful children who are very patient with me. So, I don't know. I figure when things are working, you have to go with it. That's the life of the artist.
I would definitely agree that when things are going well, it's never a good idea to just wish them not to be that way.
Exactly. So I am grateful every day, actually.
Marta, playing Sarah Adams, Place to Call Home, I mean, you're coming up on the final chapter. That, you know, here, of course, it's seen on Acorn, and, what is it, over 120 countries that Place to Call Home is in now these days?
Yeah, it's a
worldwide phenomenon, huh?
It is, and I have to say, when I travel now, it really doesn't matter where I am. I was in Fiji not so long ago, and someone, a waitress, came up to me and said, "We love it here." I thought, wow, this is incredible. Where else was I? I was in Jordan. They also had seen it there, and it's crazy, the reach. I think it shows it's a very universal story.
Right, and the way that it's, you've got such a great ensemble cast. You've got the storylines are so amazing, and it's funny. I had recommended, there were a lot of people after Downton Abbey finished said, what are we going to watch? What are we going to watch? And it's like, all right, look, if you really want to watch something that you're going to enjoy, try A Place to Call Home. And I have gotten so much of a response from people who have said, this is fantastic. We love it. Number of them are folks who were there, had families who were part of the Holocaust, or in some cases actually were Holocaust survivors, and they relate to A Place to Call Home.
Yeah, that story for me was incredibly special, and it was a really important part, obviously, of who Sarah was. I took it very seriously, did a lot of research, and read some pretty extraordinary books and watched a lot of documentaries and also Shoah, listened to that for hours. But I love the way that they finish that side of the story in this season. I think it's very dignified, and you're right, we don't see it a lot, especially on Australian screens, that Jewish experience of going through the Holocaust, surviving, but also religion. Religion in a story is unusual. So, I've really loved playing that side of her very much.
And the other part, of course, is that, there's so many good characters with which you interact. And one of them, of course.
I know, I get to play with everyone.
Yeah. I mean, you got all kinds of, I talked to Jenny Baird, who we don't want to do spoiler alerts for anybody who hasn't seen all of the seasons, but she, of course, plays your foil, Regina Standish. As we both agreed, Jenny and I, that she's terribly misunderstood. She's not as bad a person as she really seems on the show. But anyway,
that's what she would like people to think.
Right. We had actually come up with a hashtag. Regina's nice. It really didn't get the traction.
I'm not sure Sarah sees it that way.
and we didn't really get the hashtag. The hashtag didn't really help us much. It didn't seem like it was getting much traction. But,
Well, I think that's the other thing. There is mental illness in this show as well. We look at that, and I think Regina did have a mental illness. There's an obsessive compulsiveness about her behavior and...
Right.
And a sort of non-reality to what she thought was possible. And the damage that she did to make that right is, people are doing that in the world now, and it needs to be addressed as a slight mental illness. Which is not to be laughed at. It's not to make fun of. It's a really terrible human condition that we need to address. And that's what this show does. It talks about taboos, things that no one wants to talk about.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, you hit on just about every possible topic from race to religion to illness to any number of things, yet it doesn't bring the show down in any way. It just, the writing continues to be crisp, the actors continue to, and there's, at times, it is a drama, no question about that. But there is some times where there's a bit of dark humor that finds its way in there.
Yes, I think that's very important. And I think characters like Doris, who is a stalwart of the show, is a really important color and flavor and rhythm to the piece as well. Because in those days, people not understanding was also funny if it was not hurtful. And Doris is never hurtful. Although Sarah and Doris do have a stoush in season 6 that almost breaks them apart, and I think it's been a long time coming, and you'll see what happens, but it was good to play against that for a second, but we don't stay there very long. So
what will you miss most about A Place to Call Home when it all wraps? Well, it's probably all wrapped for you at this point.
It has, the people and Bevan Lee, the creator, he and I are very good friends. I've seen him since we've wrapped and we've had lunch, and so he'll be a friend for life. But the daily creative conversation that we would have around character and Sarah, and I'll really miss that. But I actually think I'll never be without Sarah. I'm the lucky one. I get to sort of take her with me throughout the rest of my life. She's taught me a lot. And she's really opened my eyes to things I would never have even known about.
Well, it's absolutely an iconic and fun character, fun meaning that fun to delve into, because there's so many layers of Sarah there that you can just peel back and peel back and peel back. And we've seen you go through quite a bit and grow quite a bit in the 6 years of A Place to Call Home, which I guess is a testament to your ability to take what the writers give you and turn it into magic.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. I really loved it. And I hope to come and work over in America now, because now I'm available. So I'm going to try.
Stream On will continue after these words. Okay, everybody. I want you to get your calendars out and mark this down. Our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada want you to know about a big event coming. September 22nd, circle that date. We have two of the most iconic bands of the 1980s as Boy George and Culture Club hit the stage with the B-52s. And that concert date again is September 22nd. Now, the Grammy Award-winning legends Boy George and Culture Club are embarking on a major U.S. 2018 headliner tour. Now, I have seen them in concert a number of times. They are legendary in their performances. I will tell you right now, you go to this concert, you'll be talking about it for years to come. No question about it. Why? Because Boy George and Culture Club are the ultimate show band. Okay? Now, look, I still have many of their songs on my Spotify playlist today. Songs like Karma Chameleon, Move Away, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And, of course, Church of the Poison Mind. Now, if I just told you, hey, you know, let's go out and see Boy George and Culture Club, you'd say, wow, that's a fantastic concert. Let's head out there. I'm down with that. But that's not enough. There's more to come. The big 1960s hairstyles of vocalist Cindy Wilson, Kate Pearson, set the tone for one of the most entertaining bands in the 1980s. You know who I'm talking about, B-52s. That's right, the B-52s with special guest Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, will be there. And when you think about the B-52s, you think about their Grammy Award-winning hits like 52 Girls, Mesopotamia, and Rock Lobster, just to name a few. So, you got two of rock's most unique bands ever. One night, one place. The live tour starring Boy George and Culture Club and the B-52s will be at the Reno Events Center on September 22nd. And here's how you get tickets. All you got to do is visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Or pull out that cell phone right now. Start calling. Here you go. 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833, or visit Ticketmaster.com right now to get those tickets. This is another killer event presented by The Row, Harrah's Reno, and of course, our dear friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. Get those tickets right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, Boy George Culture Club and the B-52s, that's going to be a sellout, and it's going to sell out fast. So get those tickets today, okay? All right. We continue our conversation with Martha Dusseldorp of A Place to Go Home. You know, a couple of quick other issues. We put a button here for a moment on A Place to Go Home. Your performance in Jack Irish is, I started watching Jack Irish, and I'm like, 20 minutes, I'm like, I need to stop and push this back and start again, because there's so much going on here. I need to either pay attention or take notes, one of the two. it is such an incredibly crazy, fun, off the wall, you know, there's so much going on. And you and Guy Pearce in that show are magic. It's just so much fun. And Linda is a definitely different character than Sarah, by all means.
Yeah, she's a feisty journalist who stumbles into terrible trouble and has sort of, she has a lot of instinct, but she has zero intuition. That's my take on her. So she ends up in all sorts of trouble. And because she's only a journalist and not a police person, she gets in pretty deep, and it scares her. So I love watching Linda's bravado become stripped away. But I think the love story between Jack and Linda is really special. The creator of that, Andrew Knight, who also wrote The Water Diviner, which you might know, a film that was out. He's done a lot, and he loves playing with non-sentimental scenarios that are like you say, a bit off the wall. So I laugh as much as you do watching it while I'm shooting it, because he creates these preposterous situations and dilemmas, but he can also ramp it up quite quickly. I really, really love that team, and I love working with Guy. He's a very, very clever, very astute, very, very good actor.
Well, it's so funny. You were talking about the love interest between you and Guy, and who, of course, plays Jack Irish, for those of you who haven't seen the show. If you haven't, shame on you. Watch it. It's worth it. There are times that the two of you, you know, like all relationships, you know, want to kill each other. But then, you know, it always comes back to, it always comes back to, okay, at the end of the day, there really isn't two people that are going to put up with us other than the two of us. So let's get back to this, because at the core of it, you know, you're the only one, you understand him, he understands you, and that's all you really need. And it's a great relationship, a fun relationship. And it's, I have found myself falling into that show and just, I binged, you know, the first three episodes and said, I need a break, and then I'll come back and continue. But I'm exhausted. They've gotten me totally out of my game here. And then we move to another one where you play Janet King. Now, that's a legal drama, but it's also a mystery, which I think is really unique in that regard.
Yeah, it's based on The Wire in the sense of the form of it. So it's not procedural. It's a one throw over eight eps. So, which I absolutely love. It just gives me the chance to delve into the people who are affected by whatever we're exploring. So we've explored gun crime. We've explored, so hard to remember now. It's a while ago, but, she's one of my she taught me probably more than any of the others, because on just on practical terms, I do 70 hours a week with her. I'm on set from beginning to end with everyone. And she's a really smart, strong, savage samurai. And I think it's very unusual to see women who are like that. And she is not in relation to a man. So I really love that as well. And she sort of walks through the world. The thing about prosecutors, and she does change her job throughout the three series that we have, the three seasons. She is dealing with the stuff in society that nobody wants to deal with. And there's a real cost for that. So personally, her cost is she finds it very hard to love and be loved. And I think it's quite a, it's quite a painful character, but, every day I am stopped on the street about her, and people say thank you. So she does profoundly affect people, and she does the right thing. She's there for justice.
Right.
She's not a superhero, and I really love that. She doesn't have any superpowers.
No, she doesn't.
Some passion.
Yeah, I think the passion is a superpower. If passion can be a superpower, then I think passion can be a superpower.
Why not?
I have to ask you about this. This is something I think that a lot of times people do not understand the quality of Australian television. I mean, it is easily on par with, you know, the United States, Britain, anywhere. I mean, I've watched your shows, 800 Words is one of my favorites. There's just a depth of talent in writing and directing and basically the beautiful Australian countryside or beach or whatever. It turns out that, you know, you guys have something going down there. And I think that, you know, the more I watch Australian television, the more I realize how much it's very compelling, very fun, and very interesting.
Thank you. I think we don't have a massive market here. Mm-hmm. So when we do make something, it's very rare that you get a show that hasn't really been thought about, because there's mm-hmm. no money and there's no audience for any kind of extraneous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have a budget one-tenth of American budgets. So mm-hmm. one of our episodes would maximum $1 million an ep, whereas in America mm-hmm. and England, it can be up in excess of $10 million an episode. So if you think about it, the ratio is so completely different. So it really mm-hmm. can't be judged in the same way when it comes to, I guess, quality of mise-en-scene, really, production values and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So we're used to working on the smell of an oil rag. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives it a savagery sometimes that is necessary, because we're working so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm incredibly proud of what comes out of Australia. I also really love British and European mm-hmm. and American dramas also. But just as we're talking about it, I think that there is a need here that we go fast and we think hard and we make it work. So I don't know. I love that you love them. I love doing them. And mm-hmm. I just hope that we can continue with the budgets that we have to keep up. That's certainly a conversation we're having here in Australia. How do we keep up with this massive production that's coming out of all of these other countries with all this new streaming services?
You know, in some regards, that might be a helpful situation. Acorn, of course, has done a wonderful job of partnering with you know, different production
sure
companies
has.
Around the
yeah.
country, around the world, I should say. I think that one of the great things about streaming, Marta, is that right now is kind of a brave new world, in so much as there's money out there to be spent
yeah.
on the right kind of content. And as long as you, Jocelyn
exactly.
Diaz, who is at Epics, Jocelyn and I had a conversation a few weeks ago, and she was saying, look, you know, I can't, all I want is a good idea. Find me a good
yeah.
idea and I'll invest in it. And
clearly
what you guys are doing in Australia with, you know, the three shows we've talked about that you've been involved with, plus 800 Words and others, and Miss Fisher's Mysteries, which of course was an outstandingly
yeah.
well-done show. You know, what you're doing over there is something I would not, I would imagine that there's going to be streaming services like Acorn and others who are going to help sink money in that to keep the kind of content you're doing flowing.
And I have had conversations with Acorn. I went to London and mm-hmm. Washington and met with them. They're such an incredibly passionate group of people
mm-hmm.
and so intent on growing Acorn TV. And when I went to the marketplace in Washington and met mm-hmm. the people that they were impacting, there was such a fever for our work and for the British work that they were bringing to American television. And they said the same. They said, we can invest and we want to. And I came back to Australia and rallied all the producer friends I had and said, let's come up with a good idea. So
now's the time.
Reminding me of that.
Yeah.
Because you do come back to Australia and go and do a play and settle back in and think, oh, and then thank you. Because I have some great ideas, and so do a lot of the producer friends of mine. And we will reach out, I think. Of course, that's the only way to sustain now. We have to co-produce
mm-hmm.
and bring our stories. Yeah, exactly.
But that's the good
so
part.
I'm glad.
It's a collaborative effort, and collaborative efforts are the best time anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, Marta, real quick, what do you do for fun?
For fun, I love hanging out with my kids. I've got an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and we yesterday we went to Yum Cha and we had foot massages and we went to a bookshop and and they came to my play last night. It was really beautiful to have them there. So that's my fun, is family time.
Cool. Very good. Well, Marta, thank you so much for joining us. You have a standing invitation anytime. And next time you're in the United States, right, especially Washington, which is where I'm at, let me know, because we'd love to have the opportunity to chat with you. I do too.
Right.
But also love Australia. So it's a beautiful country and very talented people. And we're going to keep promoting Australian TV and obviously a place to call home. Jack Irish and Janet King will be amongst all three of the things that we continue to promote over on Acorn. And there's a lot of people watching. And you should know that you have many fans here in the United States, and we enjoy everything that you guys do.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks to Marta Dusseldorp of A Place to Call Home on Acorn TV, Jack Irish as well, and, of course, Janet King, all which you can see on Acorn TV. We'll be right back with more Stream On right after this. Okay, everybody, I want you to get your calendars out and mark this down. Our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada want you to know about a big event coming September 22nd. Circle that date. We have two of the most iconic bands of the 1980s as Boy George and Culture Club hit the stage with the B-52s. And that concert date again is September 22nd. Now, the Grammy Award-winning legends, Boy George and Culture Club, are embarking on a major U.S. 2018 headliner tour. Now, I have seen them in concert a number of times. They are legendary in their performances. I will tell you right now, you go to this concert, you'll be talking about it for years to come. No question about it. Why? Because Boy George and Culture Club are the ultimate show band. Okay? Now, look, I still have many of their songs on my Spotify playlist today. Songs like Karma Chameleon, Move Away, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And, of course, Church of the Poisoned Mind. Now, if I just told you, hey, you know, let's go out and see Boy George and Culture Club, you'd say, wow, that's a fantastic concert. Let's head out there. I'm down with that. But that's not enough. There's more to come. The big 1960s hairstyles of vocalist Cindy Wilson, Kate Pearson, set the tone for one of the most entertaining bands of the 1980s. You know who I'm talking about, B-52s. That's right, the B-52s with special guest Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, will be there. And when you think about the B-52s, you think about their Grammy Award-winning hits like 52 Girls, Mesopotamia, and Rock Lobster, just to name a few. So, you got two of rock's most unique bands ever. One night, one place. The live tour starring Boy George and Culture Club and the B-52s will be at the Reno Events Center on September 22nd. And here's how you get tickets. All you got to do is visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Or pull out that cell phone right now. Start calling. Here you go. 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. Or visit Ticketmaster.com right now to get those tickets. This is another killer event presented by The Row, Harrah's Reno, and of course, our dear friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. Get those tickets right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, Boy George, Culture Club, and the B-52s, that's going to be a sellout, and it's going to sell out fast. So get those tickets today, okay? All right. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. And now, if you have not yet joined the over 50,000 people who have downloaded and subscribed to our podcast, by all means, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we try to make it easy. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store, because we are very proud and pleased to be part of the Apple Podcast family. Get us on Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. Now, If you like to get your podcasts on your apps, not a problem. We are on Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, as well as TuneIn. And we're also on YouTube. So 9 different places to find Stream On with Jim Williams. Just search it, Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and each week you'll get a brand new edition of the show sent directly to your tablet or to your phone or to both. Okay, so please go out there and do that today. All right, okay, thanks very much. All righty, folks, what are we going to binge at the beach this week? Well, over on Netflix, Running Wild. Now, this is a show that was a definite sleeper. It only ran for 1 season, but it was a great season. So by all means, if you want to find something that's a little different, Netflix, Running Wild, okay? HBO Season 3 of Insecure dropped this week, and I know there's a lot of Insecure fans out there. If you haven't seen it, obviously go to HBO, and Season 1 and 2 are right there. You can catch up real simple. And if you're a fan, then you're very excited that you can start picking up on Season 3 of Insecure. On Hulu, speaking of Season 3, Fargo is dropped Season 3 over on Hulu. I know there's a lot of Fargo fans as well. By all means, check it out on Hulu. Meanwhile, it stars Season 1 through 3 of The Girlfriend Experience. Showtime, our cartoon president, Acorn, we've already talked about A Place to Call Home. Check it out. There's Season 1 through 5 on A Place to Call Home on Acorn. BritBox, our buddy Alan Davies, better known as Jonathan Creek to most of his fans, has a brand new show. You got to check it out. It's Alan Davies, As Yet Untitled. Okay, so that's what to stream this weekend at the beach or lake or wherever you choose to get some chill time. Next week, our guest is Joanna Scanlon. She's from BBC One and BritBox's brand new hit comedy, Hold the Sunset, starring the comic icon John Cleese. It makes its U.S. debut on BritBox next week. So Joanna Scanlon from BBC One's hit comedy, Hold the Sunset, which begins streaming on BritBox next week. Sports this weekend, okay? Let's take a look what we got. We got the first week of the 2018 college football season on ESPN as well as Fox Sports 1. And, of course, tennis fans, myself included on this one, will be watching all the action from Flushing Meadows at the U.S. Open. That's right, the 2018 U.S. Open. You can find that on the ESPN app. Special thanks to Marta Dusseldorp, star of A Place to Call Home. Watch Season 6 on Acorn TV, as well as her other outstanding shows, Jack Irish and Janet King. Promotional consideration for Stream On comes from Sling TV, the best cord-cutting service on the planet. Choose from the top cable channels, pay TV channels, and craft the package that fits your interests as well as your budget. From entertainment to sports, from news to lifestyle programming, plus multilingual channels. Check it all out at sling.com, where you're going to get 7 days for free. That's sling.com, the best cord cutting service. Also, for the best streaming equipment out there, check out our friends at Boom Media. They have the latest in streaming boxes, and they can give you some really good custom situations so you know what you want from a content side. Easily done. Visit them at boommedia.org. So, that is it for this edition of Stream On. Have a super holiday weekend. Be safe out there. And we'll see you next week on Stream On.
This fall, you can go from New York to new pals on a Disney cruise.
Welcome aboard, New York!
A magical vacation to Bermuda, Canada, or the Bahamas just got a lot closer. Disney Cruise Line, sailing from New York this fall. Click the banner now for more magic.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.